Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively getting hopefully some better weather than we've had around here this week. Luke Jones will be out at mini camp all week long. We'll have all the residue of Lamar Jackson throwing the ball around the Orioles at Steinbrenner Field and then going to Yankee Stadium. So it is an active week as they try to walk after they crawl or crawl after they. I don't know. After they drown, I'm not sure what it is. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in Randallstown at the Y this week for Juneteenth. Councilman Julian Jones is going to be joining us. President John Hoey, who's been my longtime friend. I've been trying to bring the show there for a while. Barry Williams is going to come by and say hello. I've invited some other friends and dignitaries. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be doing that a lot. We have 17 Crab Cake Tours this summer and adding to it. Just found out we're going to be at Reader's and Reisterstown later on in the month of 26. We're going to be out in Eldersburg at 1623 with my pal Mike McKelvin telling some old Vince Bagley stories. Going to be at the Costas, and this is my public service announcement. I'm going to welcome Leonard Raskin on here. It's my public service announcement. This is Leonard Raskin gave this to me. I have several. Some of them are more J.O. stained, and I don't mean John Ogden stained from various crab up things. But Leonard Raskin gave this is a crab mallet with a beer opener, and it is pristine. It's in mint condition because these are
Beautiful.
difficult to obtain if you don't have the proper patent underneath of this, patent pending. Leonard, I would just say this: if do not take this mallet to the Costas in Timonium. They're not doing crabs up there. It involves a whole different, it's a business story. The huge refrigeration system for crabs.
Right.
Boy, he said, you have no idea what I have down on North Point Road. It cost me limit band. It took me years to build it. He's like,
No
I couldn't
crabs
throw
in
this together.
Timonium?
No crabs in Timonium. See, I know
Wow.
I'm doing a public service because you live up that way.
Yeah,
If
I'd
you
have gone
want the
there for
crabs, you
sure.
need to take your Raskin Mallet, Crab Mallet, which is very special because it has a beer opener, to honor Mr. Costas, no doubt. You need to take this down to North Point Boulevard to the
There you go.
OG, the original. You need to go where I'm in the Hall of Fame, Dundalk, baby.
There it is.
There's an old joke that Steve Miller, my editor at The Sun, told me about kissing his girlfriend in Dundalk or Essex and had involved the poop plant. I don't know. It's a joke. I'm not funny. Leonard Raskin is here. He's not funny with your money. He's following the American dream. Hey, I got to ask you this because folks don't know this, but like in the real world, we talk sometimes when we do the show. You were in like the Jersey Shore, right? I've never ever been to Stone Harbor or any of
Me
those
neither.
Belmar, any of like
None of it.
I drove
None of it.
through there maybe once chasing like went up to Stone Pony up and up way up in Asbury Park. But like I don't know the Jersey Shore. Like Luke lives, breathes, eats, sleeps Max Pizza in Wildwood. His family's been going to
Okay.
Wildwood a million
There
years.
you
I
go.
have been to Wildwood one time in the middle of the night, saw the roller coaster. I mean, like
Never.
I've never been on the beach. I've never eaten
Me neither.
anything. I've never been out of the car.
Nope. Had a long time friends. You know the friends are long time friends when their kids are getting married. I was in his wedding, he was in our wedding, and
You remember the
now
birth of these children, is what you're
Oh,
saying.
absolutely. Oh, I knew him when we were single. We were in college together. So, best friend since college. And
Did he like Depeche Mode too?
oh yeah.
Okay.
We've
I
seen
like
him
him already.
a few times together, actually. And used to hang out at here you go, for
Let
old
me
time's
take you
sake.
on a trip around the world and back.
To at the depot on Charles Street.
Nice.
And then
Disco right there.
signal till 4 in the morning.
I like it. I like
And
it all the way around.
then end up at the Double T. That was the Friday night, Saturday
We
morning,
were talking
Saturday
about
night
this back in the
thing.
day that
Oh,
we would go to Bohager's, and if we
there you
met a
go.
really pretty girl, the place to take her was right down to Little Italy, and
Right.
just get some red sauce there, get some because all the
Amen.
Little Italy restaurants were open late in that
Absolutely.
era.
Bohagers.
And
Wow.
you could say
Hammerjacks.
Denny's is available by my house on Kane Street.
Right.
Denny's is
Well,
open,
you go to Hammerjacks. So you go to Hammerjacks and you end up at Denny's. I'm convinced nobody went to Denny's. You ended up at Denny's.
Well, where
But
else was there to go
right.
to
Well,
get
Double
moons over
T.
Miami at
Double
3 a.m.?
T. Double T, you could
Can I
always go
tell?
to
Can
Double
I
T.
listen? I don't want to promote Jerry Richardson or any of the awful practice business practices of Denny's, Lenny's over the years. But I did eat a lot of Grand Slams. It was a place I
Same.
went in the '90s. The one by the Kmart at North Point Boulevard, right by East Point Mall, like where I grew
Hey,
up.
I
All of that.
remember. Go, you talk about
So.
crazy stories. Crazy stories. I remember going, I don't remember if it was I think it was Denny's. They had like a fruit bar back in the day.
Dude, you're a big boy. You're
Big
at
boy?
Shoney's. You're with the
No,
guy with
no.
the hamburgers out on
It, well,
the chunky guy with the
all
thing.
I can remember is the middle of the night, 10 of us roll in, have a great big breakfast, and they had a fruit bar, and somebody dared me to just take the they had a whole pineapple, on the fruit bar.
This
Why
is
don't we
definitely Bob's
let's
big
take the
boy. This is Shoney.
pineapple.
That's how you're a big boy. You want to show
So
you're a big boy.
I took the pineapple and we went outside and we laughed and stupid stuff.
All right, so I'm
Took
going to tell one
the
stupid story, and then we're going to get to golf. We're going to get to business of Leonard Raskin. By the
pineapple.
way, I did your new
Yeah.
commercial. It's just you talking about your business, which is real
That's
simple.
beautiful.
So yeah, I mean that's exactly what it should be.
Good stuff.
I'm in Vegas,
Yes.
and I went to New York, by the way, Thursday. I walked 21
Oh
miles
my
in New York.
God. Good
I
for
walked
you.
21 miles. I mean, like I'm kind of
I
I'm.
drove around. I drove around Stone Harbor and went to a wedding.
I pimp Planet Fitness, and I pimp it for a reason, right? So,
There you go.
I like walking. I'm a walker. When I go to Vegas, I
Yep.
walk. I went for the Mako thing,
Yeah.
and this
Yeah.
speaks a little bit not just to my finances and your frugality of my finances or their perception of that or how hungry I would be at midnight or what I would want to eat
Yeah.
and where, okay? But I'm going to give you the whole story because like this is so me. It's so my whole I told my wife I'm like Holden Caulfield. And she's sort of, do you know what that reference is when I make
No,
that?
go ahead.
Catcher in the Rye. So you didn't
Yeah.
read that in 10th grade? Did you
I didn't
not
read
read
it.
Catcher in the Rye?
I didn't read anything unless I absolutely had to, and I tried to find a way not
Can I give you a book to read? Because you gave me
to. Yeah.
Fiduci
Fiduci who?
Foo. I'm going to give
Yeah,
you a book to
sure.
read. Catcher in the Rye,
Yeah, I know the book.
J.D. Sa
I
It's the
know the
greatest
book.
book. It's my favorite book, right?
Okay,
So the
okay.
protagonist, and you'll, when you get done with this, Google
Yeah.
it. Just Google
Yeah,
it to
yeah,
get
yeah.
the AI. Go get the Cliff's Notes, and you
Got
might
it.
actually
It's
read it
probably what I studied in high
because it
school,
is
the
a
Cliff Notes.
phenomenal book. So I
There you
have
go.
my inner Holden Caulfield. So
Right?
on Thursday, I went to New York for 30 hours alone with
Yeah.
nothing on my mind, like nowhere to go. I didn't know that I would wind up in Chinatown getting a massage till my hips hurt at 1 o'clock. So I went. I didn't know that I would wind up at Glengarry Glen Ross for $54 in the balcony and wind up in the second row of the balcony center. I didn't know that Kieran Culkin wasn't going to show up that night and I was going to get the understudy, which really would have pissed you off as a Broadway guy. I know you and your wife, that's your thing, you know. But I did get Lenny was there from Lenny and Squiggy, Michael McKean,
Okay.
and turned up to 11. So I mean a real legend, Bob Odenkirk. So
Right.
no, yeah, but Bill Burr was in, very profane version of Bill Burr and Glengarry. So I'm in Vegas. I see Sammy Hagar, and it's on one end of the strip. You've been to Vegas, right?
Of course.
Okay, so Sammy Hagar's playing at New York, New York, or over by
Sure.
the park, right?
Sure. Yep.
I walked the whole strip.
Oh my
I
God.
shot a video
It's
at
forever.
Bellagio at
Yep.
midnight. I'm
Yep.
walking by, and I had a couple of laggers. You know what I'm saying? But I
Yes.
wasn't cranked. I mean, I wasn't. I'm not
Right.
like that, you know.
Right.
But I had a couple of beers, and I was hungry, and I was a little more drunk than I was hungry. But I was hungry, and I didn't know what I wanted. It was a little chilly out because it was so, it's like walking back in the casino, past the burger, past the pizza. Didn't like the look of that. Didn't want that. That place didn't have good music. That place had country music. For God's sake, I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
And there's chicks running around with nothing because it's Friday night and it's midnight and it's, it is what it is, right? Actually, it was Saturday night at midnight. So I get all the way down to the strip and I went through the last casino where at the Wynn where I'm staying,
Yep.
and there was a rigatoni and it was alive. I mean,
Yeah,
Wynn at
sure.
midnight, it was happening, right?
Yeah,
It
there's
was,
no
but
clocks.
my
No
body's
clocks in
3 a.m. and I've
there.
had a couple
Right.
of beers. Okay, my body's 3 a.m. This is on top of this, so I'm looking at the pretty girls and people are gambling. And it's $50 minimums. It's all that going on, and the rigatoni was like $38, and I was gonna have to go to Inn and sit down and wine. And I probably would have spent $75, and I was hungry and I just kind of wanted it now. It's kind of like Veruca Salt. I wanted it now,
Right.
so I looked down on my app And my hotel was like 2 blocks away from the Wynn, a little convention center place. It was very nice, actually.
Right.
And I looked down, and there was a Mexican joint of Tijuana on the border, line out the door with the spit, cutting it off. Cilantro. I went in there to get the tacos. I was looking at the board, the quesadillas. I'm smelling it. I want it. And I'm thinking, this is going to give me heartburn, man. And I looked out
Rolaids.
the
I was just going to
window,
say,
and I want you to look
Rolaids.
over my shoulder and tell me what you see, that yellow light. I saw the light there, and it said Denny's.
Yep.
And it was 12:30 in the morning, and I
Pancakes
went
and
in
bacon.
there, and for $6, I had two eggs, two pieces of bacon, and pancakes that were as big as my head.
Absolutely.
And when I told my wife this story, she's like, "Oh, that's great. That's cool." I told the guy making the pancakes, he saved my life. I tipped him $5. I'm like, "These are the best pancakes I've ever had in my life, and they were great pancakes." And my wife's like, "Did they have real maple syrup?" I'm like, "It was in Vegas at 12:30 in the morning. They were $2 pancakes. What do
What
you
do they have?
want, man?" But I loved it. Leonard, so that's my frugality. You're
There you
proud of me?
go. I'm proud of
I
you.
could have gone to the casino and gambled thousands away. I didn't do
That's
that.
right.
Instead, I bought $2
Denny's.
pancakes.
It's a beautiful thing. It's always there.
But
It's
that's my American dream. I'm on the strip
always
in Vegas.
there. It's
I saw
always
Sammy
there.
Hagar in the second row.
That's not,
I
that's
paid a little
beautiful.
more to be there because I
That's
valued
okay.
that.
That's right. That's what you do. You put the money where the value is brought back. That's exactly right.
This
That's what
weekend, you
people do.
valued New Jersey
I
over
did.
Delaware, where you
I
own
was
and
in the Stone Harbor because, you know, it's kind of funny because I didn't even realize that the Lewis Cape May Ferry, you know, is right near there.
people talk to me about that all the time. I've never done that. I
Me
mean, I've
neither. Me neither, but now I
been on
have
the
to.
Lewis side 100 times, going to
Yeah,
Rehoboth and wherever.
right.
You
But
are in
now,
Delaware,
no,
right?
now I have to try it to find out how close it was. And had I been smart enough to potentially venture there from said Bethany, it might have been a shorter trip.
So hang on a second. You're teaching me something because this is great because we're going to talk golf, I promise you.
Yeah, no,
And I
go
don't need to
ahead.
talk about the Orioles. I've done that for hours with Luke and football and all that this week. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money, manages the American dream. We get together and sometimes we talk about things we don't think we're going to talk about.
Right.
Let me put my arms around. I'm just being really honest
Yeah,
about
go
this.
ahead.
If I am in Rehoboth, let's say for a
Yes.
weekend, let's say
Yes.
it's this weekend in Atlantic
Yes.
City. Eric Clapton's playing, or whomever, whatever. There's something, Madonna, somebody's playing in Atlantic City, and you want to go. You could get on that boat and get up there and get to AC in an hour. Is that like, does that true? Am I losing
That's
my
what
mind, or is that right?
I'm saying.
I've never thought about doing that in my life.
I'm telling you, it's crazy, but I think you can get there.
Quickly.
You take the ferry and then you, well, I don't know about quickly, but if you're there, if you're already there, I think you take the ferry and get up there in about 2 hours. Yeah.
Have you ever done the ferry over at Oxford on the Eastern Shore?
I have not.
Do you know about that?
I do not.
Oh,
I
well,
do
do
not.
tell. I didn't know about it either. There is a there's a you got to see it on the Eastern Shore. I'll send it to
Yeah,
you.
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
send you all the details. You've driven by it a million times if you've been near Easton, anywhere around there. But
Sure.
I never think about like ferries and stuff, but like it would seem to me that you could probably get to Wildwood pretty quickly, right? Like I'm looking at it, like if you land in Cape
Yeah.
May, you'd probably, you'd probably get an Uber for $12 to Wildwood, but you'd have
Absolutely.
your car.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's
And you wouldn't
fantastic.
have to come back. You might be able to beat the toll if you do it the other way. I don't know which way you have to pay the
I don't
toll.
know. I don't know. All I know is the thing that I hated the most, it was a beautiful area and a great weekend. The thing I hated the most was they've got 25-mile-an-hour speed limits all over the place. Because I guess people are walking in the summer, you know, they're walking around the beach and they're walking from their houses over to the beach. And the main road, it's like Coastal Highway. It's 100 blocks or 120 blocks, whatever. 25 miles an hour. Takes forever to go a mile. It's
I
ridiculous.
gotta go down there. I mean, Flacco always talks about Avalon and like that whole
Yeah,
area.
it's a
And
gorgeous area.
Luke loves
Really
Wildwood.
beautiful.
My mother Connie,
Yeah.
loved Wildwood, frozen custard. I mean, her
That's
background was
it.
from Philly. Like her,
Yeah,
my
that's it.
grandfather
Frozen
grew up in the
custard.
Philly area,
My
so
wife
they.
tells me frozen custard is ice cream.
Different.
I don't know about
Nah,
that.
different. You can Google
I
that
think
too.
frozen custard is not ice cream. I was telling her that. She's trying to convince me. I said, no, I don't think so.
All right, so you're doing a wedding in a in basically like
Doing the
Cape
wedding.
May, Wildwood,
Yeah, it was
Stone
beautiful, right
Harbor.
in Stone
So
Harbor.
the Orioles,
Gorgeous.
they win their games this weekend,
They had a great
and
weekend.
NBA, NHL's going on. But
Not doing
you
the
became a
NBA.
golf guy over the weekend, and I've seen your
Well,
game. I've seen your
yeah,
putter.
my golf game's just as good as everybody was at Oakmont this weekend. But what I want to talk about here is the if you didn't watch the final day, I watched half of the final day.
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Oh, you as well. The final round. First of all, this course in Oakmont is considered like the hardest U.S. Open course
That's what
ever.
Ed Miller from Classic Five told me last
And
week, yeah.
the grass is long, and then they have even longer, and then they have the super long weeds growing everywhere on there, and it's magnificent. And you've got to be perfect. Perfect. And this dude, the guy who came in second, I can't think of his name, the Scottish guy, McDonald or whatever it is, he made the statement that if you end up even par this week, the beginning of the week, he said, if you end up even par at the end of the four rounds, you're gonna win the trophy. And you get the Jack Nicklaus gold medal for the US Open, and you get a beautiful trophy. And you also get, I think, $4.5 million, something like that, which is very nice. So he's coming down the home stretch, and all the top names that are hunting fall apart. They have a rain delay, and everybody's falling apart. They're plus four, they're plus five, they're plus six, they're plus two. And this guy, Scottish dude, is in the clubhouse at
McIntyre, but go ahead. Yep,
McIntyre.
yep.
I couldn't think of his name. Plus one. He's plus one finished in the clubhouse. And I think the only guy that can catch him literally watching it, JJ Spawn. Dude had five bogeys in the top first six holes going out on Sunday. One was so unbelievable. He had a perfect shot. Ness, if you didn't see it, it hit the flag, dropped down, didn't go in the hole. He hit it from like, I want to say 65 yards. Hit the flag stick in the air, dropped on the ground, rolled backwards 50 yards.
I mean, that's like get smart.
It's punishment. It was
It was
punishment.
like the time I threw that boomerang in Australia and it came
Yeah.
back to me
Yeah.
one
Hit you
time
in
and
the
I'm
head.
like, I put it down. I'm like, I'm never throwing it again.
Right.
And that's it, man.
Right.
That's
Perfect shot after
magic,
that.
dude. That's
After that, I
crazy.
don't have to do it ever again. So he's five bogeys and he goes out, you know the scores. Front nine, he goes out at 40. 40. And you know, he's the next to the last. And he's the guy that lost to McIlroy at the PGA Championship in the playoff. So he's playing great, but he ain't never won anything. Never won a major. The second nine, he shoots a 32. And on the last two holes, he's got to beat plus one. He's got to be even. He's got to hit par. And he hits plus one. And on the 17th hole, he birdies 17 to go even. It's incredible. He's the only golfer in the entire tournament after 4 days at even par. Everybody else is plus one and worse. And then he rolls up to 18, shoots an incredible shot. It's raining, it's miserable, it's cold. He shoots an incredible shot on 18.
I bet it's easier to some degree to calm your mind than that.
I
Like,
guess he shut himself down. His heart rate had to be just 40. I mean, he had to drop like crazy. And he's looking over this long, I don't know, 30-foot putt. And all he needs is the two putt for the win to end even and win the tournament. And he hits the shot and birdies 18. If you haven't seen it, an amazing shot. And the tears start running. It's Father's Day. His little girls are there. His wife is there. His caddy's going crazy. His coach is going crazy. And the dude shoots minus one, wins by two. So, why am I all excited about golf? Well, I'm excited about golf for two reasons. Number one, it was amazing. Watching this guy who almost quit a year ago, almost retired, young guy, almost retired because he just didn't think he could get it done. And then he loses in a playoff in the PGA Championship, finally overcomes that mountain and wins the US Open. Just magnificent. So that's really
On
cool.
the toughest course in the country, on tough
It,
conditions,
everything was against. Yeah, he's the only golfer that shot under par or even. Everybody else was over par. Second reason is it got my
he may
mind.
never do it again, too.
He may
It's one of
not.
those, right?
May not. May not. And it got me thinking about what we talk to clients about with investing, which is what brought me to this point. When we talk to investors, when we talk to people about how to invest their money, what I know is 38 years has taught me that there's a lot of people out there trying to pick stocks. There's people trading options. There's people buying Bitcoin. There's people buying gold. Ness, I'll tell you to a person, when somebody comes in to see me with their portfolio, and I say to somebody, how have you done? How's your performance been? You're an investor. You've been investing money for a long time. How have you done? To a man and woman, no one that I've ever met has been able to give me their score. No one. Meaning, I put in this much money, I put in this much over time, and I know that my average annual return on my money has been X. They can't tell me gross. They can't tell me net of cost. My return has been X. Never has anybody been able to tell me that. Now, I've had people that say I've done really, really well. So I had a guy recently tell me he's done really, really well. I said, well, let's look at your numbers. He said, I don't have the numbers. I said, well, let's talk about how much you've invested. He told me roughly how much he had invested originally. He said, I think we've put away about this much per year. I said, great. He said, and this is how much we have, and we're doing really, really well. I said, great. So I put in a calculator, and over 25 years, his return was about 5.5% a year. And he said, no, I had to do better than that. I said, well, what did we get wrong? Did you put in less? No. Do you have more? No. I said, well, this is what the numbers say it is. He said, no, I think it's better than that. And the reason he thinks it's better than that is because he's got a lot more money than he had. But that doesn't mean you did better than that. Because when you look at the compounding of money over time, it gets to be a pretty big mountain. And the difference between the best of the best, Warren Buffett, let's say he's the best of the best, long-term investing. Now, one of the reasons he's got so much is he's been doing it so long. So time is your ally. But if you look at his numbers based on his own information of his rate of return over the long term, it might be 11%. The S&P 500, if you reinvested dividends, didn't pick a single stock, didn't time the market, didn't get in, get out. Just put it in, let it grow, let it grow. And you did that for 30 years. Your average return would be about 9.5%. So is 1.5% meaningful? Yes, it's meaningful. The question is, how much work did you do? How much time did you spend? How much effort did you have to put in? How much emotional energy on losses did you suffer? And did you get that result? And what I'm telling you is 90 plus percent of investors don't get a result that beats investing in the general market over the long term. And when you do that, you don't have to think about anything. You don't have to do anything. You just, here's the point, Ness, go for par. If you go for par, and just keep going for par, I say you win gold medals in investing because most people don't do that. And they spend so much time, effort, and energy. And this guy, obviously, time, effort, energy, phenomenal. To shoot one better than par when the rest of everybody else failed to get par. He won $4.3 million. He gets a gold medal, the US Open tournament. He gets to come back to the US Open for life. I think he gets to go to the Masters and the other majors for 10 years without qualifying. Changes your life. Changes your life. He'll forever be known as US Open champion. He shot one better than par. Investors all try to do better. And I'll tell you what, investing par is a phenomenal score.
Well, to your golf point, when Tiger Woods is winning those tournaments, shooting 16 under, 18 under, and nobody can be 5 under, and he's up by 13 shots going into the final day, and this, on courses that, like, that's not
Superhuman.
normal. That's not normal.
Superhuman.
Yeah.
That's right. It's
And you
not
and I talk
normal.
about Ovechkin from time to time.
That's
Ohtani's
right.
pitching again this week. That's that.
Superhuman.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a great bar to
That's
set,
right.
but that's the reality of it is.
There's
Every
gonna
day,
be
every day.
that one or two who are superhuman. And I get it. You know, the problem is you turn on the TV or you listen to the radio and you hear ads from people that say they know how to do it. The average investor doesn't know how to do it. They know how to do it. Well, I got news for you. Anybody that knows how to do it so well that they are just world beaters, let me explain something to you. To everybody listening, they're not sharing their secret with us. The ones that are just trying to make money on a secret that might have worked for the short term, doesn't work for the long term. And sadly, people get taken and they lose a lot of wealth because they're so interested in outperforming and beating everything. And when they look at their numbers for real over the long term, they don't even hit par.
Leonard Raskin is here. You can follow him at Baltimore Positive as well as at RaskinGlobal.com. We get together every week. We jam about sports. Sometimes it always gets back to money or golf or finances or par in this case. The
There
Orioles
you
can't
go.
do just par right now. They have to play more
No,
700
they have to shoot below par, better than par
because they
for a
were
long
12
time.
under in
Because,
the first nine. Yeah, or
the
first
front
four.
nine was
Yeah,
not good. Front
front
nine was
four was
not
not
good.
good.
We need the back nine to be really impressive. But look, I told you I'd give them to the end of June. I'm giving them to the end of June to see where we stand.
All right.
We're still a week or so away, and
Make
we'll
sure you
see.
get up early on Sunday. They're playing at 11 o'clock in the morning if you're down at the beach in FUBU or whatever. Yeah,
11 in the
so,
morning.
well,
What's
go
that
watch
about?
it this way. Hey, I'm just telling you what Melanie told me. I'm just
What is
passing things
that?
on.
11.
Well, I mean, they were on Apple TV Friday night, and then it rained, and then the
11 in the
Luke and I
morning.
did an hour on how Rafael Devers wound up getting dealt out of the Red
How
Sox and their
about that?
finances, and
Attitude. Attitude. They didn't like him. They were
they didn't
angry
want the
because
player, is what I said to
they
Luke. They
were
didn't want him
angry. That's it.
anymore.
That's
And
it.
then, Luke baked this into the financial side, and I'll let you do some research on this. Work stoppage, end of next year, ownership, Mr. Rubenstein's role in that, the television
Contracts.
contract. There's never been labor peace in baseball. I mean,
Nope.
like, literally. So.
Nope. Hey, we're one. Let's just wrap here. We are one or two games away from a Stanley Cup winner. Could be a repeat winner. Florida is one game from the championship.
I was in New York
Going
at a
home.
hockey bar on Thursday night by the Garden that I frequent. And on my way to see Glengarry Glen Ross, by the way, steak knives. You talk about steak knives, man.
There you
That's
go.
one under par. You get steak
Right,
knives, on the course
one
when somebody's
under.
one or one over. I'm sorry, when you're one under. But I went in and I swear to you, I looked up on my way back from 47th Street. I stuck my head in the bar and it was 3-0. And by the time I got to 33rd Street, it was
It was
three
three to
three.
three.
And then I saw then the
Oh.
4-3, then the tie happened,
Yes.
like with 12 seconds left, whatever it
It's
was,
crazy.
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 And then I'm like, I gotta walk back to my hotel. I'm tired because I was just done. 21 miles, I was done. And I'm
Oh my
like,
God.
I hope they have TNT in my hotel
Right, right.
room because you never know. But
That's
it's
right.
New York. New York's greatest city in the world, right? You would agree with that, or you not?
I'm not
No.
a big, I'm not as, you know what? Given my choice of where I've been, I'd take London.
You take London, okay?
I'd take London.
I love London. I love Tokyo. Of the three,
I
I give you
love London.
Tokyo.
Okay, there you go. See, you take
I
Tokyo,
love
but
Tokyo.
I take London. It's just a different vibe than New York.
It is. Oh yeah, of course it is. Sure it
You know,
is. Yeah.
when people bang into you in London on the street, they at least say, "Excuse me, sir." You know, they don't just knock your ass over and keep walking.
I didn't get knocked over at all in New York.
No,
I
I
had
didn't. I'm
a.
not getting. I'm not gotten knocked
Here's your
over. It's
homework.
just
All right, your homework. Did you graduate from high school? Aren't you a
Of
Randallstown guy?
course. Yes.
You're a Randallstown High?
Randallstown High, 1982, the Rams.
Oh man, the
Absolutely.
mighty. Okay, you know,
Jimmy
Antoine.
Clemens. Jimmy Clemens, now president of Clemson University, was the quarterback.
Antoine Harris came a couple years after
Antoine
that.
Harris
That's my
lived in my
era,
neighborhood.
85, right? Okay,
Lived in
so
my neighborhood.
hell of an, I mean, incredible athletes, legendary.
Absolutely.
So I'm doing a show
Absolutely.
with the Y, out in
What
Randallstown.
is
So
the
I just
why? I don't know the why.
the Y is there. It's like hold on, you doing this to me? Make me give the exact address. It's
No,
right
just
by
I
where
don't
my
know the
favorite
why.
Indian joint always was. I believe there's an Antwerpen like right around the corner.
Antwerpen used to
The
bend, yeah.
Y, Randallstown Swim Center. Yeah, hold on. I'm giving you. I just want to give you the exact. It's right by the Walmart. It's Liberty Road.
Yep.
It's Liberty and Brenbrook. Brenbrook was the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
Brenbrook was the
Liberty and
exact.
Brembrook was brand new when I was growing up. They built some apartments there. They had a Kmart. Roy Rogers. Roy Rogers was on the corner. We used to go there for the best chicken.
There
Roy
you go.
Rogers.
See,
But none of that's there anymore.
so you do know
All
that
gone.
every Christmas of my childhood and your young adulthood,
Yes, yes.
my grandfather, his home was I'm gonna find it right here because I'm looking back. He lived in Randallstown.
Yeah.
I gotta find the right.
Now, when you were old enough to have a fake ID, you went up the road a little bit and went to Cal Bittner's for your drinking
So
pleasure.
my grandfather, all of my childhood, he lived on Meadow Heights
Oh
Road, and
yeah, sure.
you could see
Sure.
the tower, you know,
Absolutely.
up above. There was always
Yep.
like a Scott's Level branch right there, the whole
Absolutely.
deal. So anyway,
Five
that's
minutes.
where I spent all of my childhood Thanksgivings and
Oh, there you go.
Christmases and whatnot.
Well,
So.
I was in the Fox Hall Apartments, which is one block from Liberty and Brembrook. I don't know what it's called today, but we used to call it the Hole.
So the Y is literally where you grew up,
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
literally at the corner where you grew up.
Right there.
I
That's
feel
where that
awful about
was.
not bringing you back to do the show on Tuesday
That's
then,
all
Randy, you
right. If I'd
know?
have known, if I'd have known.
All right, well.
We'll have to get there one time off air just to have a crab cake.
You OGs out there, you know, for all of that. The thrill of Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Finals, we'll get all that in. Might even get some rock and roll in before it's all over with. And
Good
I
deal.
will bring Leonard up to speed on things going on in Randallstown at the Y this week. It's all
Absolutely.
brought to you by our friends at Raskin Global, as well as Curio Wellness and Liberty Pure Solutions. And of course, our friends at the Maryland Lottery have the Back to the Future scratch-offs, especially for you. We're going to be at Reader's Crab House in Reisterstown, never Registerstown, although I couldn't get Gary Thorne to get that figured out before it was all over with as well. We'll be in Eldersburg as well. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Stay with us.